right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, I'm not here tonight. I'm busy slopping and slurping. You know who's here. Bam Margera, beautiful Bam Margera. Oh, man. And Novak, I hate you. Oh,
that's right. I'm here, bitch.
We went to Murray's Deli just now. There's a bar there.
Murray's?
I like it.
Yeah, it's some new Jewish joint that just opened up.
Oh, I went there.
You like it?
Yeah, it was good. It has a tiny little TV there. I need a bigger TV. Yeah.
No, they got a big...
The bartender lady is dying to see Novak naked.
Dude, the bit started annoying me, man.
Why?
I don't know, I just wasn't for it. She kept making all these stupid jokes. I mean, you really don't feel like laughing, but you gotta laugh, kind of.
You're usually into all that.
Yeah, but my stomach was hurting today. I don't know why. Stomach hurts right now.
Gee, maybe from the drinking binge you've been going on.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
That has everything to do with it.
Me and Digo came and got loaded with us the other night.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
We had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Lost my cell
phone. You hardly ever come out with us, ever.
I know. I went out with Rake for a little bit, but then he was like, I gotta go home.
You're such a homo. Why are you sitting there?
I felt like a dick because the only time you ever come out with us, when I met you, I was in rare form.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to talk about anything proper.
Dude, Digo, I came up with the best one-liner last night to this drunk bitch that wouldn't even go to the bar.
Oh, dude, it was so funny. We went to Blarney Stone, and there was this girl wearing this Eagles jersey, and she fucking knew who we were as soon as we walked in, but she's like, he was talking to Novak, and she's like, so what do you do? He's like, I ride his coattails, and she's like, well, what does he do? He's like, you know, whatever, just dodging the question. She's like, well, what does he do? He's like, I don't know, he skateboards or whatever, and she's like, well, I want to know more, what does he do? He's like, fine. He's on a TV show, and I'm on it sometimes. She's like, I don't give a shit if you guys are on TV. He's like, well, you asked,
you
bitch.
You fucking
she
asked,
knew.
Bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
She made it sound like I was bragging to her, but she
so
asked me 10
times. So as soon as he said that I have a TV show, she's just like, I don't fucking care if you're on TV.
I'm like, you asked me. She's like, I know, but I don't care.
And then,
so tell her what I said. I'm proud of myself.
After arguing so bad, he was just like, God damn, babe, talking to you is like talking to a bottle of Crown Royal. It's pointless. I fell to the ground dying.
Like, talking to you is like talking to a bottle of Crown Royal.
An argument
pointless
going down.
And going nowhere.
And he's just like, God damn, babe, screw you. Talking to you is like talking to a bottle of Crown Royal. You go nowhere. Dude, I fell
is that
to the
your
ground.
One-liner?
Yeah, that came
I
out of nowhere.
I fell to the ground in the fire. It was so funny.
I like the coattails line even
that's other bitch. I ride his coattail. I'm a vice. I'm going to pretend like it's my money, but it's his. That's why I'm dream selling.
You got to get a jacket with coattails and handles.
What other shit was she... Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bitch bet me
$20.
Missy
has her arm around me, and Missy's talking to Brandon, and I'm sitting next to the crazy bitch. She just goes, is that your girlfriend? I'm like, yeah. She's like, she's pretty cute. I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you really happy with her? Like, I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, but are you truly, like, happy with her? Missy just leans over and goes, I hear everything you're saying.
Dumb bitch, dude.
That's like TV when two people go and have a conversation with the other person's 2 feet away. They're like, I don't know if we should tell them this.
They're there. They're like a foot away.
Dude, she was bet me. It was the fourth quarter. I don't give a fuck about sports. Don't know shit about them, nor do I care to. But you do, Deeks. You'll like this story. So the bitch bets me $20 in the fourth quarter that Philly will come back and win it, and it's 30-10. I'm like, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty fucking smart enough to know that you cannot score 20 points in one quarter. You couldn't do that, could you?
Sure.
Fuck you.
No way.
Yeah, you can't do that.
She bets, like...
Wait, she bet they would come back?
Dude, three-fourths of the game is done. It's like, what was the score? 20-3? Something like that? It was 20-3. She's like, I bet you $20 that the Eagles are going to win. He's like, fine, bitch, I'm betting you because there's no way that they're going to win. And I'm going to take your money, too.
How much?
$20.
You got $20.
So then I'm like, give me my money. And she started laughing off. I said, I'm calling your bluff, baby. Kick it out. So she gives it to me. I order a Budweiser, and I'm like, here, just buy the rest of her drinks on her $20. Hopefully the dumb bitch lost and learned a lesson. If you're listening.
No, you're not. You're really not going to drink it, or are you?
Yeah, I will.
Good.
We're going to Turbo Negro tonight.
I can't open it.
Turbo Negro place.
Where at?
What, TLA?
Oh, yeah, Turbo Negro's playing at TLA tonight. You want to go?
I thought you were leaving.
Well, I'm staying now that I found that out.
Come on, go, asshole.
Nah, I got a big
gotta
game
go to Walmart
I want to watch
and shit.
Yeah, you have a what?
I want to watch that Chargers-Steelers game tonight.
He's going to miss a concert to watch a football game.
Dude, you're a frat boy at heart.
Waiting for you're a frat boy at heart. You're even wearing a Chargers jersey.
What are you in a five? What's your fucking letter?
And he has a backward Chargers hat.
What's your five beta? Five minga?
With Adidas shoes? Dude, you might as well just go out and play football now.
I have Adidas shoes on $40.
Hey, five ming.
Five ming.
That's your frat name.
Five ming.
It's your little Yo, I have
five beta.
Somebody wrote an email, and I'm curious for this answer here. It says, who do you think gives better head, Bam or Deco? Talking about on a woman.
God.
Now, are you pretty good at oral sex on a woman? Bam.
Give head?
Yeah, that's what it says.
It says head?
No, head.
Finish the rest of the email. Bam or Deco, who gives better? Obviously, we can't include Ryan or Rake in the question because they'd win due to the fact they have experience.
Rake sucks dick for a living, dude. He wakes up for a hard day.
I love I heard that.
So, why head?
I don't know. It's two girls. They're asking me because they think I'm a king of sex.
See, some people refer
that's sucking a dick.
Yeah. No.
But some people refer to that as...
It's too
who? I want to know who refers to
that. I do sometimes.
Call somebody up and ask them if they know what they mean by a dude giving
head. Well, we could call
that means sucking a dick. I don't care what you say.
Rick, you there?
Yeah. Look, giving head is referred to as both, you know? And it helps me get out of sticky situations. I do mean sticky, gooey situations. So if someone's going to beat my ass with giving head, I just have to give head to a woman.
Rake, do you like giving head or what's the deal, man?
Well, fuck you, Novak. Fuck you.
What's wrong? I didn't say anything bad to you.
Doesn't matter.
I'm better when I'm drunk if I'm going to give head to a girl.
I rarely like to give head to a bro, but when I do it, I'm usually drunk and that's when I get into it. You
God,
know?
Dude, that bitch was crazy. Girls are crazy when they're drunk.
Every girl's a whore except my mother, but if you ask my father, I'll tell you different.
Remember when we went to Reading to see CKY play?
Yeah.
Afterwards, there's this girl there who was drinking with us, and she actually goes, she was like, tell your girlfriend that we went to school together and we've known each other for a long time. I just met this girl right now. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, hey, Missy, I've known this girl for a long time, and she went to high school with me. And Missy just goes, really? That's funny, because I went to high school with him, too. What's your name? And she's like, what high school did you go to? And what did she say?
St. Joe's.
She's like, that's funny, because there's no St. Joe's in Westchester.
Isn't that a college?
She just, like, why would she say that when she, like, she got so caught so bad?
Yes.
That was so funny.
This guy really...
She's like, she was truly like, tell your girlfriend that we've known each other and we're best friends and we went to high school together. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to love this one.
Why
okay.
Would you do it?
Hey, Missy, like, we went to high school together. You're like, oh really? I went to high school with him. What high school?
What did
like,
this say?
She was lost for words. She was like, St. Joe's. She's like, no, well, we went to East. She's like, yeah. What did she say?
Well, what's that?
I don't think she had anything to say for it.
Yeah, is it something about Mary when he's like, oh, I'm an architect. Where do you do work? He's like, oh, Argentina. And he's like, oh, really? I just came back from Argentina. What building did you do? And he's totally gone.
Is that
what,
him?
What building did you do? That's like going to New York City and being like, what building did you do? Oh, I did that one in Brooklyn. Like, oh, really? I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Oh, it's in that building today.
that movie's funny.
Wait, you're not leaving town? I thought you were leaving town.
I'm leaving tomorrow now.
Some guy wants to rip my balls out and stomp on him 24/7.
Why?
Why don't you get rid of that motherfucking Novak? The guy is a first-class scumbag loser. If I had a chance to rip out his balls and stomp on him 24/7, that guy is a junkie wannabe Bam Margera. What makes this guy so mad at me?
Well, you know what? The fact that he has time to write about how bad he hates you means that we're doing a good job over here.
Cheers to you, Jim.
How does that add up?
Because... Think about it. Everybody hates Pete Doherty, the guy that is a complete drug addict who humps Kate Moss. But everyone in England can't stop talking about him.
Oh, they love that.
I think I look like
Pete Doherty. He's in every goddamn front page on the papers and in the tabloids in England saying, like, Pete Doherty's a scumbag bringing down Kate Moss, da-da-da-da-da. Well, how come he's on the cover of every fucking newspaper? Good or bad, you're talking about him, and he's going to sell more albums than he was than he planned because everybody wants to hear the music to find out if he's a scumbag or not. And I think it's goddamn brilliant. You can tell that he's hopped up on heroin when look, you want to hear it?
He's my new idol.
It's Novak's new idol. The heroin.
I got my new haircut to look like him.
His quote in the magazine was, "Crack's gorgeous. Crack is gorgeous." But I want to get clean for Kate.
Any guy who says that, you got to respect
that, man. Oh, crack's gorgeous, you know? But I want to get clean for Kate, though.
So you're not going with the Pete Townsend look anymore.
Fuck you.
I cut Novak's hair.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we mountain biked for 14 miles.
Those little ones with the plastic things on the handle?
No, yeah. just like a pair of ordinary house scissors.
Dude, I did a fabulous ass job, I think.
I'm trying to enroll in barber school, dude. You'd be a good beautician, man.
A barber or beautician?
I know, that's a woman, isn't it?
No, they do the same fucking thing. Get the fuck out of here. You guys don't know shit. I went to barber school, I know. I only did it for 2 weeks and I quit.
Yeah, let's hear this drug addict, Pete Doherty. His band's called Baby Shambles. The song's called Fuck Forever.
And I do that on a daily basis.
It's brilliant, man. You can't not like it.
That's fucked.
So let's hear it. Radio Man, she was 28.
Yeah, I never heard this.
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
The Matt! Oh, don't know it was! I'll do it. It was a baby shambles. Fuck forever like we did, Uncle Matt, if you ever come the fuck home. Yeah! Serious 28 Faction.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
That's my new idol.
I thought it was damn good. See, like, if I was reading the tabloids and I'm like, yeah, he is bringing her down. What a drug addict scumbag. But then I got the songs and it grows on you so bad.
He's not sure
if you like that song that I just played, well, when you play it, like, for the third time, you'll realize that you are totally in wrong. I was like, I don't know if I like Fuck
First
Forever
time,
too much.
Like,
we'll place apart. We're like, Franz says that it was in here.
Franz said it?
Cheated on it last night.
Thanks, asshole. I appreciate that.
She doesn't have Sirius Radio.
So I'm sure her buddies do, or she'll get some email linked computer bullshit and find out about it.
Does she really think that you're faithful?
I think she believes my head's in the right direction.
Are you kidding me? You just fucked some girl Duffers last night.
At Duffers?
Yeah.
In the Hummer, dude. I took her in the Hummer.
Damn, he's one of those guys. Like, you want to know, like, what kind of people pick up a broad at the bar and then bang them out in the car? Novak. And he has a girlfriend that he's been going out with for over 2 weeks now.
I mean, you don't got to fuck the game up.
Who was the girl that you fucked last night? What was her name?
That was Lisa.
Isn't she friends with your girlfriend?
Why are you fucking my shit up, man?
Don't you know that she's going to find out one day?
She's not going to find out.
Why do you think that she's not going to find out?
Because I don't think she'll put that much effort into checking up on me. Because you don't want to ask a question that you don't want the answer to. You know what I mean?
I don't even think that you... You don't even like her, do you?
I do like her, man. She's very nice. She's like a motherly figure.
You twist his arm into that. You don't like her,
do you? Do you want to go out with her?
I don't know. Sex was good last night with the other bro.
What if she cheated on you?
I'd fucking slit her throat and marry her in the backyard, man.
And marry her or bury her?
Bury her. No bitch would cheat on me ever.
Marion Barrier.
Well, Marion Barrier in the same day.
What makes you think she's not doing the same thing?
Bro, better not, dude. I don't go for that shit.
You call her?
If I say yes, you're going to do it. If I say no, you're going to do it. So you make your own decision, boss.
Boss!
You know, the boss man here gets his last say,
boss.
I guess.
Should we call him via New York or should we call her on this BlackBerry here?
Why do you ask me for any advice? You're going to do what you want to do.
Let's call the bitch.
Why should you bitch? I like her, man. Stop that talk.
How do you want to do this? Should we call from New York or should we call from... Yeah, we can call from New York. How are we going to tell the phone number? Hey, write down her number, dude.
All right. Here, miss, what is it?
I can't believe you're going to do this.
I'm not going to do anything. You're making me do it. As usual. I have no decision-making process with this.
I don't think that you officially like her. That's why I think that you should tell her.
And if
you
don't tell her, I'm going to tell her. Why are you worried about
her? I'm going to tell her that you fucked some girl.
Why you got to come?
All right, I'll say French kiss, then.
Just say I mean that, you know? You make it special.
I'll say that you French some girl at the bar.
Dude, I remember being a kid one time, and I walk outside, my mother's on a date. I come outside, and she's hanging out this dude, and she was probably banging him, and all the windows were steamed up. I remember fucking wanting to kill this guy. You know, when you're a kid, you catch your mom making out with a dude that isn't your father?
That's usually your father.
That isn't your father.
It isn't your father.
I'm like, you dirty whore. The windows are steamed. Come on, mom. Knock that shit off. I mean, but I do love you, mom. Be proud of your son. Your boy's made it, mom. Yo.
What? What an idiot.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Fuck you, Becky.
You want to give her last name too?
No, I don't. Because if you're gonna make a boner killer
if she doesn't answer.
I pray to God she doesn't, dude. Because I can't control this phone call. You're gonna do it.
You know that you'll probably never hump her again after this phone call.
I bet you I can weasel my way out of this one.
You think so?
I can talk my way out of it.
You gotta give her presents like Tom Sawyer used to give his girlfriend, like doorknobs. He used to give her doorknobs. That was like a prized possession back then.
It would make sense giving her something like that for a dude like me. You know, I'll do stuff.
Tom, did we get that number to New York yet? It's ringing.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Glad I had to say so to this asshole.
You'll be talking.
Fuck you. I mean...
Let's call back. I can't hear it.
I hope, please don't let it pick up.
Bitch better pick up.
Please. Oh, they got it. Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Tom Rock, you asshole. Everyone laugh at my downfall.
Oh,
go ahead.
Be best.
Hello?
Oh. Hey,
Becky.
Hey, Becky. What's going on, babe?
Brandon? It's Novak. Well, this Brandon. Is Bam, but there's Novak. We're on Sirius Radio right now.
You're on the
now.
Radio show, babe.
Oh, hi. How are you?
What's going on? What are you up to?
So you've been dating Novak for over 2 weeks now, huh?
Yeah, a little over 2 weeks.
Do you like him?
Yeah, that's how she's talking.
He's cute. I love taking care of him.
I told you she plays the motherly role. I like that.
Well, you just told us what your mother does in cars.
Fuck, Dico, don't give me shit.
Hey,
Brandon.
What?
Damn, how did your guys' meeting go last night?
Is that what you... What?
No, we had that meeting, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had to go over the movie, the Dream Seller. That's why he said that he wasn't going to go out last night.
Yeah, Becky.
I know.
Yeah.
What did you end up doing last night?
I just ended up staying in. I figured since he couldn't do anything, I didn't want to get into any trouble or anything.
Fuck. Yeah. We stopped the meeting at about 10:30 last night, and then we headed over to Duffer's to have a few beers.
That doesn't sound good.
Why not?
Well,
I gotta talk to you about something anyways, because if I don't tell you, Bam will, because he's a fucking asshole.
What do you have to tell me, Brandon?
I don't know. If you guys are actually dating, I think that you guys need to be honest and,
you know, because Bam has all these morals all of a sudden, you know? He really cares about my relationships. He just wants to let... What, babe?
I'm not getting in the middle of this one, but...
Babe, I don't know, man. I kind of met this girl last night.
Okay, met her, like, talked to her and bought her a drink?
Yeah, we made out a little bit.
Did you just kiss her?
Yeah, I got to, like, second and a half base.
What does that mean?
Yeah, half is just...
I want to know what the half means.
Yeah, feeling the push,
but not actually fingering
the
push.
Oh, okay.
What did you do?
What?
No, seriously, yeah, I really like you, man. You're fucking cool as shit, and I want to keep you in my life. You're a great person to me, and you're a great person in general, but I kind of fucked up last night, and I wasn't going to tell you, but my buddy's making me tell you, a.k.a. Bam.
What did you do last night?
Well, he's been sipping on Crown Royal ever since last night. He woke up instantly to a shot, and
I had to get the courage to talk about this.
He tells me how much he likes you and shit, and then he Frenched that girl last night, so I think that you should know about it.
That's all he did, though. All he did was French her?
I guess.
I was
with Missy upstairs.
Fucking, I'm already telling you.
I didn't even see it happen. He just told me, but...
Brandon, I'm going to talk to Brandon right now. Stop talking. A little bit more, but...
No, a little bit more of what, Brandon?
I didn't fuck her. That's all that matters. I didn't fuck her, but I did fuck around with her.
Like what? Like, you didn't do the stuff to her that you do to me, right?
I don't know, but a little bit.
No, Brandon, I want to know the details. I want you to tell me explicit details. I want to know where your mouth was and what you were doing.
Oh, I'm not 18. Hold on. Okay.
Babe, I just don't think we can do it anymore.
You're going to break up with me on Bam's radio show? Are you kidding me?
You can't expect anything good from me. Come on, Becky. Seriously.
You swore to me that you were going to change this time. You weren't going to do your little Fast Company bullshit. You were ready to settle down. I cooked you dinner. I did your wash. I did
something
that I never did to my ex-boyfriend.
Was he drinking when he told you that?
I'm taking an asshole out.
Was he drinking when he told you that?
No. He was sober, I think.
Yeah, right. He's always drunk. I bet he was drinking, and I think that... Well, I don't know.
See, you know, Bam should probably go out with you since he has all this great advice. You know,
wait.
Mr. Dr. Phil?
No, I'm not... What are you talking about, Dr. Phil?
Mr. Doctor.
Bam's acting like Dr. Phil as we speak. Babe, look, I don't want to draw this out anymore than it needs to be, but I'm sorry, man. It's not going to happen. I was into
you. Bang her out, Brandon.
No,
bang her out.
I just finger popped her.
What?
Finger popped her.
Are you serious, Brandon?
You are on Sirius Radio.
And now you just don't ever want to talk to me again, like just like that.
I mean, I'll talk to you. And, you know, we can still like.
All right,
you don't
Brandon,
talk to me that you fuck.
Don't get me out of this.
Yeah, well, please
you're
get me out of this.
This so
don't we got a song
bad.
To play? And I'll talk to you in a break, Peggy.
No, you fucking asshole! I can't even believe this. This is horseshit. I did all that shit for you. Are you kidding me?
dead serious.
No. You don't understand what I did for you. Now I have to get the fucking doctors and get tested for everything. Like,
yeah, please do that, because I don't want to go myself, so if you come back clean, I know I'm clean. Please. You get tested. God. I don't want to get
you
tested.
You told me you ain't got tested.
Way to put a foot in my mouth that time.
I said before I ate your asshole out, did you get tested?
Hey, babe, come on. Look, I like you because you have a good head on your shoulders, and now you're making me look like a dirtbag. Knock it off.
Okay.
See, she listens. That's why I like her.
Do you think that you two could work this out or no?
No, I'm so heartbroken right now.
I'll talk to you on the break because it's too personal. Like, I don't want to hurt your
feelings.
Call
her as we play a song. Just want to call you off the air, okay?
I'm calling you right now. Answer your cell phone.
All right.
Bye. See ya. Bye, Becky.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for that, asshole. It brought the mood down real good.
Hand me that 45.
How did she, right?
No, the thing is, she hears how much of a fucking scumbag you are, so how the fuck did she not know that was going to happen?
I don't know, Dr. Phil, you tell me.
Well, if she honestly thinks that you're going to stay faithful for more than a month, then that's her fault, and I'm glad that you did it.
Well, thank you, buddy. At least someone's proud of this moment.
Should I play a song for her?
Play some depressing music.
Dude, this Bloodhound Gang song has Villa in it from him.
Oh,
it's so good.
Awesome.
Deco, this is so good. You gotta hear
this.
Play
something.
No. It's called Something Diabolical from the new Bloodhound Gang album featuring Villa Valo from him.
And I think it might be in the movie The Dream Seller.
Are you gonna go call Becky and sort things out?
I guess I got to, asshole.
Yeah, Bloodhound Gang.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Bloodhound.
Lasted in the fall, calling to retrieve me with diabolical.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I'll fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Man, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow!
Bloodhound Gang's awesome. Something diabolical.
Did you like that?
Yeah, hell yeah. You gotta get the new album if you don't have it.
Sirius Stop kissing your ass, Deco.
I love it, dude. It's so good.
They're playing in L.A. tomorrow. I'll be there.
I won't.
Impossible. Missy, do I have to be nice to you now because I'm going to L.A. tomorrow? Huh?
Yes.
You said you were going to kill her and bury her in the yard, not because you wanted to, because you had to. Why?
Oh, that was just drunk talk.
That was 2 hours ago, asshole.
I know.
Jesus. Someone needs AA.
Yeah, because I pulled my muscle doing that goddamn shopping cart, so I can't skate. Dude, I've been out for 2 weeks.
I know.
I drove to fucking Nova Scotia for a week with Missy and Fana just to drink beer.
How was Fana on the trip?
Oh,
I haven't seen him.
It was so funny because when you're in the car all day driving, like, dude, Nova Scotia, believe it or not, is like a fucking 20-hour drive. I swear to God, it was the long... Well, we didn't buy a map, so we wound up in Montreal, which is so fucking far away.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like, if you go north from here, you'll be in Montreal from Philadelphia. We needed to go, like, east, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, dude, Nova Scotia. I figured Canada is, like, you know, I'm like, well, we're in Montreal. That Nova Scotia must
shoot right on over.
No, we had to go back into the USA and cross through Maine to get to Nova Scotia. Then we had to take a 5-hour fucking ferry.
Ted?
That was good, dude.
Yo, let's call. Can we call Hannah, please?
Yeah, that would be funny.
What's his fucking number?
You know he's eating right now.
I almost just said it so bad.
I know.
Oh, Hannah would fucking kill us.
Here's Hannah's number. We gotta call him.
Hannah gets so upset.
Well, when you're driving all day, like, you can't, get no exercise. So, like, me and Missy would get, like, soup and, like, salads.
Soup.
Hannah would get a bacon double cheeseburger with chili cheese fries
and stromboli soup.
He was so pissed. Dude, we would only eat once a day. He was so fucking pissed. He was just like, I don't know how much longer I can keep up with this crap. It's so unhealthy for your body. I'm like, maybe the cheese clogging your arteries is unhealthy for your body. Yeah, you're starving yourself. It's not good to starve yourself. You can get really sick that way. Yeah, you're clogging your fucking arteries with chili cheese fries.
And Hannah believes his logic and theory in that shit. He's so stubborn.
I'll tell you what, Hannah's answering machine is one of the best I've heard.
It makes him look like a loser.
Why does he do that?
Oh my God. God, you called me back at last! I was like, what?
Dude, that guy's gonna die lonely. He's gonna die lonely. He's gonna die lonely. You know how some men just die.
Can we get a hold of his ass?
Hannah's one of those guys gonna end up like 80 years old, barely making up the steps because he's gonna be living by himself. So he's gonna be getting hurt every other week, you know?
Oh, dude. We bike to his house, dude. It's 13 miles away and mostly uphill. And for some. Oh, Hannah? Fana! Yo!
Hey! Hey,
you called me back! Oh, yeah!
Finally,
you called me back!
Yeah, that's it.
Hannah, you're on the radio, serious. What are you doing?
I'm just getting ready to eat a fattening cheesesteak.
We were just talking about
I
how we on the road.
Eating.
We drove to Nova Scotia, and me and Missy would be having soup, and then you would order a double bacon cheeseburger with chili cheese fries.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Oh,
you got that.
Well, no. It happened once, but not every time.
You got that in Maine.
Hannah, where are you getting a cheesesteak from?
We're at DeLuigi's West Side Deli in Coatesville.
Are you getting cheese fries, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you getting cheese fries right now?
Of course.
Dude, how convenient.
So you have a cheesesteak, cheese fries. Do you have any dipping sauce with this meal?
Ranch.
Just steak and fries.
You dip it, it's more steak.
He just can't get enough of fattening food, Hannah.
I gotta take au jus.
Hannah, remember when me and Novak rode our bikes to your house?
Yeah.
And then we broke in the back, and then it took you an hour and a half to get to the house when you said that you would only be 30 minutes?
Yeah, and I got there, and you were like, yeah, you know, I cleaned up, you know, after I threw it off in your room. And I was like, dude, you fucking left shit everywhere.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Yep.
I was going to say, because I was so pissed. I was so pissed that you said that you were only going to be 30 minutes, but you were an hour and a half, dude, and it was dark by the time you got there. So I just watched one of your pornos, and I jacked off all of your rug.
You did it, Hannah. It's my turn to tell on him.
Are you mad at me, Hannah?
I don't even care about that you jerked off on my floor. I care about that I cleaned the whole top floor of the house because you left hair everywhere.
Dude, Hannah, your bathroom is so filthy. That hair cleaned your bathroom.
It made it look cleaner.
Dude, there's so much mold in your shower, dude. I was going to take a shower because I was bored, but there's so much fucking mold. I was like, dude, no way.
If you brought
a girl back to your house, dude, she would break up with you if she thought you were the hottest, cutest, nicest person ever. She would still break up from that mingin' ass bathroom.
Hannah.
You would never be a girl back there.
Yo, Hannah.
You need personal hygiene in your life, buddy.
Dude, Hannah has so much ferret piss in his living room.
Oh, man.
I couldn't even watch television in there.
I sat on the sofa and fell asleep sitting up because I didn't want to lay down on that thing.
Hannah, how do you... Don't you gotta vacuum that fucking piss up or something. What's wrong with you?
Every yard's cut real nice and prim, and then there's Hannah's yard.
You gotta have this out. You live in this nice development, and every house is nice cut grass with flowers. Dude, they have fucking grass up to your ankle.
Barley growing.
they have like a foot of grass.
Yo, Bam, tell them why Hannah's truck wasn't running.
Hannah, why wasn't your truck running?
What?
Your van.
I said, can I take your truck home then? Because if you're going to be an hour and a half, I want to just drive home. I'll take your truck. And you said, no, it's busted. And I said, well, what's wrong with it? Does it need a new fan belt or something? No. What does it need?
New gas. More gas.
New gas. He ran out of gas and he had to get the car.
It needs gas and a tune-up and everything else.
Tune-up. Yo.
Hannah, you got to vacuum that therapist.
Hannah's got like the biggest collection of porn known to man, though.
I know.
Hannah takes his hard-earned money and goes and buys porn and porn. Buy a hooker instead.
I'll tell you what Hannah bought one time with me. We went into Acme, me, him, and Rab all starving. Hannah bought like a $36 Philadelphia Eagles ice cream cake. When it rung up, I was like, what the fuck was $36?
What are the Eagles?
Why, Hannah?
It was just during football season. They had all these Eagles cakes.
The Eagles?
It just looks like Hannah. You remember that?
It was probably $10 more because it had the Eagles.
It had a little emblem.
Hannah, you remember?
I ate like a piece of it, and then you guys brought it over the next day, and my dad was like, who the fuck was over last night?
Me and Rab walked down the train tracks like 2 miles, like 2 a.m. to Hannah's house. He's got some his girlfriend time over, and we knock on the window, the bathroom window. He comes up, and we just had like cupcakes and the rest of the ice cream cake, and we tinseled his whole bushes. Hannah was like, thanks, guys.
His dad was fuming, I bet, dude.
Hannah, you have like, I swear, you have like 20 like awesome pornos, but like your favorite one is some 70s ghetto porn called Pizza Girls.
Where bitches have like...
I've seen Pizza Girls.
You like Pizza Girls?
No, really.
Why do you like that man-ass porno?
They have hair on their assholes
and
shit.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, dude, they have like hair on their asses and shit.
And broads and personal hygiene don't mix in them porns.
I didn't have razors back then.
Hannah loves watching the pizza. He likes the pizza.
Oh my god. Hannah has a porn with the title Pizza Girls or something, dude.
Oh, you like that porn? Fake titty girls suck.
You hate fake titties?
Oh, fake titties they're the most boring thing in the world.
How come?
As boring as that girl Amy used to go out with?
Oh, worse.
Oh man, that's minging.
At least her fat titties were real.
Her fat titties.
Do you hate her now?
I don't hate her, she just sucks.
Hannah, she punched Natalie in the fucking face last night.
Oh, yeah, to leave that fucking bra.
They went to Bootleggers, and it was her birthday. She was having a birthday party, and why did she punch Natalie?
Because they're both drunken mingers, dude.
But what was the argument about?
I don't eat nothing worthwhile, I'm sure. Just drunken talk.
Yeah, she punched her right in the face, and Natalie was so drunk. Oh, dude.
Hannah, she cock-blocked me, dude. I didn't even drive there. I came with a friend, and then I was leaving with this girl that I met. And they fucking leave Natalie with me and this girl, so I have to deal with her drunk ass the whole way home. I'm like, dude, you take the...
Who Natalie or Amy?
Amy, because she left that minging broad Natalie with me. She was drunk, and she's fucking up my game.
Hannah.
Why was she fucking your game up?
Because she just was being a drunken mess.
That girl the other night?
But yeah, I banged that bitch out.
Is she going out with that dude Taylor still?
I don't know. No, she's single. At least she told me that. Oh, I hope she is, because I don't feel like fighting over that minger.
Man, you know Taylor Oldie, right?
Yeah, I heard he's all hopped up on pills.
Yeah, he's hopped up on pills, but they've been dating for the longest time.
Who has?
Him and that girl, Jackie.
The girl that banged, the psycho?
The Louisiana psycho?
Yeah.
You know, that fucked her 2 nights ago.
Put it in her ass. I broke her ass virginity.
Oh, dude, Hannah just... Wait.
Did I just fuck up? What did I do wrong?
Wait.
Never heard
the Louisiana girl's dating before. Taylor right now.
I guess. I don't
That's
know. She told me. She told me she was single.
She
That's
came up. Yo, we walked into Iron Hill, and she walked in, and she's like, hey, remember me? I'm the girl from Louisiana who apparently fucked Novak, and Novak was right there, but I cut his hair, so she didn't recognize him. And I'm like, Well, he's right here. Why don't you talk to him? And he's like, and Novak looks right at her, and he goes, oh, Christ, this bitch, get the fuck out of my face. And then we just walk out.
I swear to God, that's what I said to her.
So then she wanted to hump him all night because he said that right in front of her face, in front of all of her friends. So when he came over to talk to her and sort things out, she winded up going home with him and humping him.
I was the first guy to ever give her anal sex.
Nice work, dude.
Yahtzee?
Is that what she said?
Yahtzee? What the fuck?
That's what she told me, dude.
Yahtzee?
Yeah, so does dude tell her somebody know about me banging her out every which way but Sunday?
I don't know.
Sweet, is he big?
No, you know Ryan Oldie, don't you?
Yeah.
It's his brother, his little brother.
I don't think he's
ever met him. That'd be a walk in the park.
Hey, Hannah, if you were at home and you didn't order pizza, but somehow they got mixed up and delivered it to your house, would you just buy it anyway?
Oh! I know that.
Yeah, that was my asshole, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Hannah, never mind that. You flew all the way to England,
and
they didn't let you in, so they sent him on a plane back home.
What do you mean they didn't let him?
He had no money.
He went to England without a credit card or a fucking dollar in his pocket.
He was a beggar. Oh, my
God. What did they say to him?
Hannah, what happened?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't only go to England. I went to Toronto and had to sleep on the floor for an extra day.
With no money.
Okay, because you missed a flight because the first flight was delayed.
How'd you eat, Hannah?
Huh?
How'd you eat?
I had money the first night, but I brought enough to fucking feed myself for one night.
That's a
How
lot.
Much did you bring?
It's a pretty penny.
How much did you bring with you
to fly to England? To drink and eat all night.
$50?
All you can eat.
And you blew your...
The story I got, you didn't go with a dollar. So you had $50, you spent it on the first night. So when you got to England, what happened? What did the customs people say?
Those motherfuckers, man.
What happened, Handout?
What did they say? What did they say?
I've never hated the English so bad in my life.
tell me exactly what happened when you went through customs.
Those fuckers. First thing they do is they ask me for my passport. So I get my passport. It's all fucked up, like everything else I have.
It's all washed and ripped.
Me too, buddy.
It's all fucked up. So I hand him that, and he looks at me, and I'm like, okay. And he's like, all right, do you have any regular ID? So I hand him my license, which is also fucked up, broken in half, and taped back together.
Hannah, you are hell.
Yeah, so I'm like, son of a bitch. So, and I had like 3 hours to get ready to leave for this trip, so I couldn't get any of that shit renewed or new shit or whatever. So I got a backpack full of like 4 t-shirts and 2 pairs of jeans, and then this shit. And this dude's looking at me like, what the fuck is this guy doing? So then he's like, do you have any money on you? I was like, well, not anymore. I spent it last night. My flight was delayed and blah, blah, blah. And he's looking at me like I'm trying to run from the United States. So I'm like, fuck, all right. So he's like, let me get this straight. He's looking at me. He's like, you have no passport that's worth a shit. You don't have a license that's worth a shit. You don't have any money. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're kind of right. And he fucking stamps it. He's like, boom, denied. I was like,
no way. No way.
You thought you were getting a pass.
So he's like, you really expect to get in this country and just walk around until... I was supposed to be there from the 26th of last month till the 11th of this month, which is
what the fuck is it, October now? Yeah, October 11th. So it was like 2 weeks. And he's like, you really expected to get walk around this country with no money and no nothing. I was like, well, I'm supposed to be meeting my friend here, and he's getting married and blah, 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 not telling him that I was supposed to be working, because that's not legal. So he's like, all right, well, give me a contact number. So I give him the number, and they call it like once at like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm sitting in this fucking room locked up until 3 o'clock in the morning. They come in and they're like, you're not getting in the country. We'll see you later. And I'm locked in with like this fucking Jamaican chick and like some Asian lady and some Russian dude. None of them speak English. I'm watching sign language TV that's in French. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing with that?
So how long did you have to wait for the flight back to America?
It was 12 hours in a room with fucking just people I
didn't know. That sucked. Did you have a layover anywhere?
I had a layover back again in Toronto again.
Oh man.
Way home. So for
That's
4 days
horrible.
I was either locked in a room with stinky people or fucking locked on a plane with
That has to be the worst vacation ever in the world.
It was the worst. But you were nice enough to take me to Nova Scotia. I appreciate that.
You were by yourself flying with a layover in Toronto from Philadelphia, which is completely in the other direction from London, and then you fly to London, get denied, have to wait 12 hours with some stinky, like, Asian
with an
Russian.
old Navy commercial, one of everybody.
Oh, that sucks. And I'm devoting this next song to you. We're going to go. I'll call you when we're done.
All right. What
hey, Turbo Negro's playing tonight. You want to go?
I can. I got band practice.
You're a faggot.
Fucking idiot.
All right, well, I'm playing Turbo Negro for you.
All right, back with Sayback.net.
I love you, Hannah. What'd he say?
All right, later. All right, this is Turbo Negro, Angel Pomparius. This song is awesome. Radio Bam Series 28. Thanks.
yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, check it out, baby. Hot damn song. Yeah, you know, talking about nigga, I'm making that song. I'm good. I didn't know that guy. What's up, baby?
It's funny that you use that voice, because that pizza shop, Pumparius Pizza in Oslo, Norway, owned by the keyboarder of Turbo Negro, he sold it to an Arab.
I wish I shit my pants. What are you laughing at, Deke?
Don't pull any strings.
Dude.
I don't put it in.
Do you think that Novak's girlfriend is going to talk to him anymore?
Why don't you call her again?
No.
Oh, I'd use your American phone system to contact her.
Speaking of broads, I almost had my first MILF last 2 weeks ago.
Oh man.
A tall glass of MILF.
That's what I was working with, a tall glass of MILF.
Okay, so Missy's mom was dating this guy named Joe, who was like a boxer, and she believes he got hit in the head too many times because...
Joe Frazier?
No.
Oh.
No, a boxer from Upper Darby.
Okay.
But,
nice guy, just a little bit punch drunk.
Punch drunk. She didn't like how much he was punch drunk, so she broke up with him the other night. So we invited her out on Friday, and... Novak was all loaded, so he was, like, dancing with Missy's mom, and I made a bet with Missy.
Which I won.
Only because you cock-blocked me.
I did not.
You liar.
Novak was going to take her home, listen, wait, and you fucked
my
it up.
My mother would never go home with Novak.
Yeah,
Why do you think that?
Your mother would never come meet me at the bar for a drink.
No, I never said that. She likes to have
Joe wakes up at 4 in the morning. He's a good time.
But she would never bang you out, Novak.
I could have did it. I could have did it,
he could have.
Yeah, she told me personal things about her.
I won the bet.
What was the bet?
And now we're going shopping.
What was the bet?
I won.
I wouldn't pay that bet.
I'm not paying that bet. You cock blocked. You went over and you said, Mom. I heard you. You said, Mom.
No,
you
I didn't.
Not take him to that. I heard you say
it. I did not say that. The only thing I said was stop dancing because they were like dirty dancing.
Yeah,
and
so that's cock blocking. I was winning my move.
That's cock blocking. He was fucking going in on for the kill.
I was going in the first base and stopped it.
Dirty dancing.
What do you think?
If I didn't have a chance, why'd she make her stop dancing?
My mother is a respectable woman. She did not bang out Novak.
So why did you make her stop dancing?
Did you get a little nervous?
Why did you make him stop dancing then?
I made him stop dancing. I would have made her stop dancing whether she was dancing with Novak or Joe, Patrick, whoever.
Why did you make them two stop dancing?
I wanted her to stop dancing.
Why?
She was embarrassing me.
Why was she embarrassing
you? She's shaking her ass in front of all my friends.
Because she was shaking her ass at him.
No.
So you want to bet?
He was going to take her home.
She could have been dancing with you. She could have been dancing with anybody.
But she was dancing with me. But
you stopped. You cock blocked it.
You rolled your eyes. Every time she looked at you, you rolled your eyes at her.
She had a good time.
What about your
bet? She enjoyed herself, but I won
that. Ben's not paying that bet because I lost because Missy kept fucking cock blocking.
I didn't cock block.
Oh, I saw it. I even walked to the car.
The bet was that they thought that my mother was going to take Novak home. They thought that they were really
going to. It was going to happen until you walked over and cock blocked and stopped her from dancing. She rubbed her ass on his dick.
No, she was not.
Dude, she told me her pet. Hey, Missy, if she wasn't sexually interested in me, why'd you tell me her pet name for her private area?
She didn't.
Ask Pammy, heard it.
Yeah, and we know the
name
to it.
Maybe she was talking about.
What was the name?
A conversation she had with her boyfriend.
Trust me, she told me.
No.
It's the name of one of your cats. Name your cats, and I'll tell you the name.
Brandy.
Yep. Brandy is her pet name for her private part.
It's our cat's name. We have
but
a
it's
pet
her
name
pet
Brandy.
Name for her own
no,
little pet.
No.
Listen, you had to go stop them from dancing, which means that you cock-blocked the situation.
I would have stopped them from dancing with anybody.
You broke the contract.
Yeah, I won the bet.
You did not. Yeah, you won the bet.
Yeah, you won the bet.
I won the bet.
You cheated, miss.
Cheated.
I didn't cheat.
I was going to bang my first milk out. You
listen,
fucked it up.
Thanks, you didn't have a chance in hell with my mom.
But you made us stop dancing, which means
I would have made her
nervous.
Stop dancing with anybody.
Well, that sounds
it wasn't because of you.
That sounds real
good.
Can I
devote this next song to your mom?
If looks could kill, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
This is the next song that Novak and your mom are going to be dancing to when they hang out again.
It'll probably be our wedding song.
Well, win the fucking thing. What? Oh, we say bye now? Say bye.
Bye.
I'm not paying you your money.
And
you don't have to pay me money.
That.
You have to buy me a dress and shoes. For
bullshit. You cock-blocked.
Burn in hell, bitch. I'm burying you in the backyard.
Me and Marcus here at the
home. I don't want
burn in hell, bitch. I'm burying you in the backyard.
No.
Where is the Philadelphia Zoo?
What?
That was your last bet on where it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's in North Philly.
It's in West Philly.
It's in North Philly.
Tico, what do you think?
Gerard.
I swear you both, you were saying West and you were saying North in the car.
He was saying Northwest and I was saying
West. The Philadelphia Zoo is in North Philly.
It's in West Philly.
It's Northwest.
It's West.
It's Northwest.
Thank you.
Gerard is North Philly, though.
But it's West.
All right, which Broad and Gerard?
Which Broad
and Gerard?
I won. You are.
Which Broad and Gerard?
You are just losing to me.
Which Broad and Gerard, bitch?
Broad and Gerard. That's
I need a girlfriend to talk to you like that.
Well, just tell me.
The zoo's at 30th.
What's Broad and Gerard?
Broad and Gerard's probably north, but the
probably. Zoo... Probably. It is.
But the zoo is
Missy
there.
Missy likes to beat around the bush when she's wrong.
All right, I'm devoting this song to your mom, bitch.
Fuck you,
this block party helicopter. This is a song that Novak and Missy's mom are going to be dancing to.
And making out to later.
When they
My mom's a sweetheart.
Yeah, that's what every man...
Yeah, that's why Novak likes her.
Yeah.
How's that, Novak?
Radio Bam, she's going to be back. How's it going? I'm going to Turbo Negro. See you guys.
I'm going to take a shit. I got a shit.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.